Now, the way we could eat in our 20s bites us in the ass a bit when we reach our 40s, and in some cases adds to our ass because it makes us put on weight, but it can also have negative effects on our health too when it comes to heart and prostate and testosterone levels. So what I want to talk about today is how you, as a guy over 40 just trying to look after his health and well-being and fitness and body shape better, how you can eat like a normal human being with a little bit of wiggle room for junk and booze, but at the same time, strip away body fat from your chest and belly if that's a goal, boost your testosterone levels, manage your energy levels, and feel like a million bucks. Hey, I'm Chris, and this is the Men's Fitness After 40 podcast. I'm a fitness trainer and lifestyle coach for guys over 40, but I'm also a 45-year-old tired, busy dad, possibly just like you, with multiple plates to spin at home and work and job. So I know this health and fitness stuff isn't easy, but everything about this podcast is designed to help you to thrive again after 40, looking after your health and fitness and well-being, but without turning life upside down. And we're going to do that today by talking about how you can adapt your diet to get it working for you rather than against you, to boost your health and your body shape. Let's look at the six main building blocks then of this perfect diet for guys our age. A diet that's going to work for us rather than against us, that's going to help us lose weight if that's a goal, and is also going to help us manage our testosterone levels and our prostate health and our energy levels throughout the day. Number one, we have managed carbohydrates. Carbohydrates are energy food. If you are having an active day, carbohydrates are fine. So pasta, rice, bread, potatoes, even some fries are all fine. If you're having an inactive day though, if essentially your job involves sitting down at a desk all day and then afterwards you sit on a sofa and then you go to bed, there's not a lot of activity going on there. And therefore, the immediate release of energy that carbohydrates gives us is unnecessary. And if we overeat carbohydrates, then we will start to put on weight. Your body essentially just does not need all the energy that the carbs are providing, and you'll just start putting on weight. So you can start to manage carbohydrate. As I see it, the best way to do that is to keep carbohydrate levels quite low throughout breakfast and lunch, and then you can have a bit of carbohydrates at family dinners. Family dinners are very hard to make low carb, and that means you can still stick with your go-to family meals for dinner, but what you have for breakfast and lunch needs to be adapted a little bit more to be more protein focused. Then we need to keep protein high throughout our day of eating. Now, protein is important just in general. You should be having around 100 to 120 grams of protein in your diet every day, even if you're not doing weight training. If you are doing weight training and trying to build some muscle and strength, you really need to be trying to get a gram per pound of body weight. So if you're 180 pounds, that's 180 grams of protein each day, and that could be tricky. So what I would say is, if we can try and look at higher protein versions of breakfast and lunch, and there's lots of much prettier people than me online that will take you through recipes of high protein breakfast and lunch ideas. And then your dinners again are just your go-to family dinners, possibly just with a bigger portion of meat on your plate, the way it should be for the daddy of the family. If you're doing weight training, if you slot in a couple of protein shakes in between those meals, then you're golden. That's more than enough protein for you to thrive and build muscle and feel full. Then we come to look at fat. Now, fat used to be demonized in the 1980s. We were told low-fat foods were the way forward. Now, the research has found they're really not. They tend to be higher in sugar and they make us put on weight. And that's why we have this obesity problem that we have now. It's not fat, it's sugar. So don't be scared of fat. An acceptable level of fat in our diets is necessary for brain function and also to keep testosterone levels high. So great sources of healthier fats would be things like olive oil, but also things like egg yolks and fattier cuts of meat and even a bit of butter. These things are all fine and taste lovely as well. That's our three main macronutrients covered then: carbohydrates, protein and fat. Now I want to look at veggies, vegetables. So if you're anything like me growing up, I was not a huge fan of vegetables, but over time I found probably about six or seven vegetables that I really like. And there was a lot of trial and error involved there, believe you me. But it's important that you find ways of squeezing in more vegetables into your diet, specifically the cruciferous ones, which are things like Brussels sprouts and cabbage and broccoli and green beans and things like that, because those are great for our prostate health. They will stop you having an enlarged prostate as you get older, which can cause problems with urination in the middle of the night and things like that, and can interrupt your sleep, but will also give you a ton of vitamins that you're probably taking as a multivitamin. You can literally get away from taking most vitamin and mineral supplements if you're getting enough protein and vegetables in your diet. Certainly trying to find ways of squeezing in more vegetables into your daily eating is the way forward after 40. Let's look at drinks. What are we going to drink all day on this diet? So your go-to drink needs to be water, I'm afraid, as dull as that may be. If you can get a pint of water at breakfast, lunch and dinner, that's fantastic. That will keep you well hydrated. It will help digestion and metabolism. And then it's okay to have the odd cup of coffee. One or two cups of coffee a day is fine. If you can include some green tea in your diet, that's another way to help your prostate health. And then when it comes to alcohol, that's okay a couple of nights a week. But as I said in previous videos, if having the all alcoholic drink every night is the norm for you, that is affecting your sleep. It stops you getting into a deep sleep, which pushes your testosterone levels too low. So you can suffer the symptoms of low testosterone purely by having the odd drink too many evenings during the week. So if we can get away from an alcoholic drink being the norm every evening and make water your main drink, then we're golden. What about hunger? Now, I'm sorry to say, if you're trying to lose some body fat, you're going to have to learn how to be hungry sometimes and just suck it up. Just do nothing about it and embrace the hunger, I suppose. I'm not saying you have to starve yourself, but we need to get away from this habit that a lot of us have of fearing hunger. Meaning, if you're hungry between breakfast and lunch, you're running to the toaster or you're grabbing a muffin or a bagel or a banana or a cereal bar or just something to make the hunger go away, in the mistaken belief that hunger is a bad thing, that you won't be able to concentrate unless you eat something quickly, you're going to fall over, you're going to faint. That's extremely unlikely unless you're hypoglycemic. So embrace that. Know that if you're trying to lose weight, being hungry for an hour or so before your next meal is part of the plan. Hunger is a sign your body's dipping into fat stores for energy rather than the food that you're going to stick in your belly. So embrace a little bit of hunger. So those were our six main building blocks of this diet. That's all very well in theory, but how does it translate now to what are you actually going to sit down and eat every day for your breakfast, lunch and dinner? I'm not going to leave you hanging. I'm going to give you a couple of options now for each meal and explain why. And then hopefully that gives you some ideas about how you can adapt the meals that you like to eat to fit into that same template. Breakfast. Now, a couple of good breakfast options. Number one would be 2 to 3 eggs and a piece of toast. That is great because it's super filling. The yolks in the eggs have healthy fats in them, full of zinc, full of B vitamins too, very high in protein and low in carbohydrates. You will feel nice and full right through to lunch with a few eggs and a bit of toast every morning. Eggs cooked any style, just not in lots of oil or fat. Another option if you're not a huge eggs fan would be 0% fat Greek yogurt with a tablespoon of flax seeds. Flax seeds are very high in omega-3 fats, healthy fats. And then just a bit of fruit, bunged in that too. Any chopped fruit you have around the house, or maybe it's just some frozen fruit that you have in the freezer. That again, super high in protein, low in carbohydrates, will keep you nice and stable energy level wise right through to lunchtime. What about lunch then? Well, lunch, again, we want to keep it fairly low carb because we want to save our carbohydrates to cash in those chips at dinner time so we can sit down to a normal family meal. So lunch, we need to keep high protein and high veggie. So a great option would be a man salad. Now a man salad is your plate piled up with any vegetables that you like. For example, I would have some romaine lettuce, some tomatoes, some cucumber, some avocado. And then you need a protein source too, obviously. So a couple of boiled eggs, some cooked chicken, some cooked turkey, some tuna. Again, you can pile this high. You can have a massive portion of man salad every lunch. Knock yourself out. A little bit of dressing, fine too. Just don't go overboard. A few croutons, again, fine. A little bit of fat is fine because again, it's zero carbohydrates. So we need the calories. We still need to stay full till dinner time. So don't scrimp on the portions. If an actual big salad doesn't appeal, then again, any kind of mix of a big chunk of meat and some vegetables is another great option. For example, a couple of chicken legs and then just some chopped cucumber and some avocado on the side, maybe a bit of cheese, maybe a couple of crackers, a kind of deli plate, I suppose, or some leftover meat from last night's dinner again, and just bung some veggies that you like and not being scared of fats. A bit of cheese again is fine. A big portion of meat and vegetables is a perfect lunch for us at our age if we're trying to lose weight and manage energy levels. And then what about dinner, the daddy of meals? What I've been saying all along is we want to try and keep dinner fairly sacred. What I don't want you to have to do to lose weight and to look after your health is to have to prepare a completely separate dinner from the rest of the family. All of us have, at this stage in life, say 6 or 7 go-to dinners that we have almost all the time. I don't want you to have to learn brand new meals or turn your family's eating upside down just so you can look after yourself. But most family dinners can be adapted a little bit to suit your goals. So your plate looks a little bit different purely because of the portions of things. So as the daddy should be getting the biggest bit of meat anyway in the meal. We need that to stay high protein. But then the carbohydrates, if you can have, say, a palm-sized portion of carbs on any meal, whether that's pasta or rice or potatoes or French fries or whatever, that's fine too. And then as many veggies as you can fit on your plate. That's a high protein, low carb, high vegetable content dinner, but you haven't needed to turn your family's dinners upside down to achieve that. You'll remember at the start of the video, I mentioned that this perfect diet for us still needs to include some wiggle room for junk and booze and takeout and desserts and indulgences. We can absolutely still do that. What I would advocate though is that we manage it. And so 6 days a week, eat according to those 6 building blocks that I mentioned, then one day a week, all bets are off. I eat the biggest sort of crap you can imagine on a Saturday, but I still manage portion sizes. So what that means is no foods are off the table. I still have pizza, I still have booze, I still have fries and all sorts of greasy things in breadcrumbs, but I just don't overdo the portions. So I can eat what I want, but I can't have a whole pizza. I can't eat some massive KFC bucket all to myself, but I can still have KFC. Having that 6 days on, one day off approach then is probably going to be enough already for you to start losing weight, because we've reduced calories already by not eating crap in between meals, by keeping carbohydrates and sugar and alcohol nice and low throughout as well. If that isn't enough, after a couple of weeks of eating this way, if your scales are still not budging, then you have a couple of options, I suppose. We can reduce portions across the board, so making breakfast and lunch and dinner just a little bit smaller to see if that is enough to trigger fat loss. Or you can follow more of an intermittent fasting 16-8 approach where you squish your meals into an 8-hour window. So that just means a slightly later breakfast and a slightly earlier dinner. For example, starting at 10 in the morning and finishing at 6 at night. That's your eating window. That then gives you 16 hours with no food, fasting. That allows your body more of an opportunity, I suppose, to dip into fat stores to make up the deficit. If you can just start following that diet then for a few weeks, fat loss will start to happen. You will start to lose the body fat that you want from your chest and your belly, but also energy levels, metabolism, testosterone will all be higher, and you'll be protecting your prostate, and you will start to look and feel like $1 million in no time if you can just sustain this diet. The important thing, I suppose, is that you take the time to find meals that work for you, that you can prep easily, that you enjoy eating, that work in and around your work and family life, but are still based on those 6 main building blocks I just mentioned. So that's the best way to get your diet working for you rather than against you. If this podcast is helping you want to look after number 1 a little bit better, be sure to grab your free ebook and free video course over at my site, offacoach.com. I put together the resources to help guys like you just look after number 1 a little bit better to get fitter, slimmer, healthier and happier without turning life upside down. So check those out on offacoach.com, and remember, please, to rate and review the podcast. Take care, mate. Talk soon.